free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the mask, the Antifa mask, that's being worn by the corporate media, especially CNN. We're also going to take a look at the protests in Hong Kong. Do you think these two things are equivalent? I don't see them equivalent at all. Quite frankly, what's happening when you look at these pictures of what these cowards did in Portland, Oregon, I mean, wearing a mask and attacking a journalist who's just standing there recording an event, attacking him as a mob, hitting him in the back, sucker punching him, sending him to the hospital. That's a very different situation than what the anti-communists in Hong Kong are doing on the anniversary of the turnover. And they're fighting for their freedoms, and they're fighting in the face of an authoritarian government that is armed to the teeth. So I take these two things as polar opposites of each other. Yeah, there's a lot of unrest all over the world, and it's going to get more and more polarized as we get closer and closer to 2030. They expect that they're going to have their control structures in place by 2030, and I suspect they probably will. But it's going to require, if we're not going to have that, it's going to require that we get in the face of these authoritarians like the people in Hong Kong are doing. They value their freedom. We don't. We don't value our freedom enough to even speak up about it because we've been so intimidated by the social media, by the corporate media, the broadcast media, and the government. They intimidate us. They shame us about our values, our culture, our religion, our freedoms. Our freedom of speech is now something that is not supposed to be allowed. So I've got some stories today as we take a look at taxes. You know, yesterday, California became the first state government to tax ammunition, have a special fee to do a background check. There's taxes on ammunition, a sales tax. But they put a special background check on every purchase, and it can be anywhere from $1 to $19. And it can take anywhere from a few minutes, 2 to 3 minutes to 10 days to do a background check, depending on how you are registered with your masters at the government, because they've now turned this into a government-granted privilege. And now they've gone a little bit farther. It's not just yesterday was not only the first day to try to kill the Second Amendment by taking away ammunition in California. Now, California and 11 other states boosted their gas taxes on July 1st, just in time for the 4th of July holiday. Going to be a revenue windfall for these different states. Illinois, Ohio, California, South Carolina, Maryland, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Vermont, Indiana, Montana, Michigan, and Nebraska. But by far and away, the largest percentage increase was in Illinois. Illinois doubled their gas tax. For some of you, that is a 100% increase. They doubled it from 19 cents to 38 cents a gallon. They hadn't raised it since 1990. In California, they added another 5.6 cents, and so now they're charging 47 cents per gallon of tax. So they have the highest tax of any state in the union. The interesting thing about that was a two-stage tax that was put on by former Governor Jerry Brown out. And the second phase of the tax, they actually put it up to referendum. But the way they put it on the ballot, they lied to people. They said, do you want your roads fixed? They didn't mention we're going to charge you a 6% tax. And I'll take bets on whether or not they actually do fix the decaying roads. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena, in the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, July 2nd, year of our Lord 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. I think it was Reagan, wasn't it, that said, if it moves, tax it. That's the philosophy of the Democrats. Well, that's happening. And a dozen states raised their gasoline tax. You know, any cars, if they're moving, you got to tax them. And they've got a number of ways that they're going to tax them. All of those people in California who are happy about this because they've got EVs, don't worry, they're coming for you too. They're going to change this tax structure because they're very, very, they're insatiable in their appetite for taxes. As I pointed out, California has now become, has been, I think, for a while, the state with the highest gasoline taxes. They jumped at another 5.6 cents per gallon yesterday. So now on every gallon of gas that you get in California, there's 47.3 cents per gallon tax, highest in the country. Illinois, on the other hand, doubled their gas tax yesterday, doubled it from 19 to 38 cents per gallon. And that's in addition to many other taxes that were put on the people of Illinois. On June 28th, the governor there, Governor Pritzker, signed into law a $45 billion infrastructure plan that will bring Illinois drivers a record gas tax hike and higher vehicle registration cost. So they added those taxes, they added fees, they added tax hikes on cigarettes, on e-cigs, on parking, on real estate transfers, on top of all the new revenue from massive gambling expansion, with new casinos and with legalized sport betting. All of that was passed in a single day. Who said that Democrats can't get anything done? They can pass all of those taxes in a single day. And so now, typical Illinois driver will pay at least $100 more on gasoline each year with this doubled gas tax. And this is it's one of just seven states, reports Zero Hedge, where drivers pay layers of general sales taxes and special excise taxes on gas at the state and the local level. In Chicago, for example, they have on the gasoline an effective tax burden of 39%. Because in Chicago, it's even higher than it is in the state of California. State of California, 47 cents per gallon. In Chicago, you pay 96 cents per gallon of gas. And they're also going to hike vehicle registration fees. So if you got a standard vehicle that's 8,000 pounds or less, a car, SUV, truck, your registration fees are going to jump to $148 from $98. So that's a 50% increase on registration fees, 100% increase on your gas taxes. This is what Democrats have planned for all of us. If it moves, tax it until you kill it, because they don't want us moving a single inch. They want to control our movement. They want to be in control of our transportation. Always have been. I've talked before about a meeting that I went to the Raleigh City Council when I lived there. And the city council member had just gotten back from the Soviet Union, and this was just before the Soviet Union collapsed. You know, you had all of the communist wannabes like Bernie Sanders and this city councilwoman in Raleigh trying to get a last glimpse at communism before it imploded, I guess. And she came back and she was just so ecstatic. She said, you know, Moscow, I could go anywhere for a nickel on the subway system. And I said, it cost you everything to pay for that subway system. People can't afford a car. You think the people there wouldn't rather have a car? Wouldn't rather have a real car rather than one of those Ladas that they drive there? Rather than have to queue up and wait and be pushed around, shoved around on cattle cars with vomit and drunks on the seats? So when you look at what's happening with this, it's kind of interesting. They're bragging about how they passed this new progressive restructuring of taxes. They're going to soak the rich in Illinois, in Chicago. And well, let's take a look at it statewide, because this is a progressive income tax that was passed in Illinois. They just passed this. And as Zero Hedge points out, a married couple in Illinois that is earning the median annual income and paying the average property tax bill would see $195 in tax relief. Okay, cool. Going to get $195 back in taxes. But then that same family, if they use two cars on a regular basis, they'll get a $300 hit, a $200 gas tax increase, and a $100 vehicle registration fee hike. So the government giveth and the government taketh away. With one hand, the government makes a big show of signing a tax bill that's going to give them back $200. And then with the other hand, they take $300 back from you. Yeah, that's the state of America and the Democrat areas. And of course, starting yesterday, all these things starting July 1st. It's kind of interesting. New taxes on ammunition, background checks, and stuff. You know, you can pay as much as a $19 fee for a background check to buy ammunition. I guess that's every time you buy it in California. And it can take 10 days to do that. And so we've got our own little taste of California here in Austin starting yesterday. It's now legal for homeless people to camp out on the streets here in Austin. Because we want to get just like California. We want excrement on the sidewalks and everything else. Turn Austin into a public restroom. And AOC is complaining about people drinking out of the toilet. She should come to Austin. Look at the streets here in Austin. We're going to get to that. We'll get some stuff about AOC. You know, isn't it funny that the Democrats have all of these urine fantasies? You know, first it was the dirty dossier that was sold to us by Hillary Clinton and those Democrats about President Trump. And now we've got another urine fantasy pushed to us by AOC. And as I was saying yesterday, you know, the remarkable resemblance between Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Pee Wee Herman. I'm even, when I talk about him at length, I don't have much news about Buttigieg today. But there he is right there. I mean, they're separated at birth, right? And, you know, I think we should call him Mayor Pee-wee. Well, Mayor Pee-wee has a staffer who thinks that they should throw urine at people. You know, he wants to, Antifa, to start throwing urine at. What is it with these people and urine? These Democrats. I guess, they've been pissing on our backs and telling us it's rained for quite some time. I guess, as I said from Josie Wales. Let's take a look, however, as we get to the 4th of July. We now have another Nike Colin Kaepernick story. And Nike had come out. They thought, well, it'd be nice. We're going to come out with a 4th of July shoe. It's going to be red, white, and blue with the theme. And on the heel, we will put the Betsy Ross flag. That's the 1776 flag with the stripes and the field there where we now have the field of stars. There were the 13 stars in a circle. That's the Betsy Ross flag. So they were going to put that on the heel of a Nike sneaker. They promoted it and so forth. But then they abruptly removed it after Colin Kaepernick decided that it wasn't politically correct. He raised concerns. He thought that the 1776 flag is offensive as a symbol. And so, as Wall Street Journal reported, Nike created the Air Max One USA in celebration of the July 4th holiday. The heel of the shoe, as I said, features the U.S. flag with 13 white stars in a circle. That was the design that was created during the American Revolution, commonly referred to as the Betsy Ross flag. But after shipping the shoes to the retailer, Nike asked for them to be returned. without explaining why. The shoes are not available on Nike's apps or on their websites. After the images of the shoes were posted online, reports Wall Street Journal, Mr. Kaepernick, a Nike endorser, reached out to the company officials saying that he and others felt the Betsy Ross flag is an offensive symbol because of its connection to an era of slavery. Well, I think that Nike and Kaepernick are offensive symbols. Nike spokesman told the Wall Street Journal, they don't even want to own up to it. They don't even want to own up to what they've done. Nike has chosen not to release the Quick Strike 4th of July as it featured an old version of the American flag. It features an old version now of the Colin Kaepernick social justice warriors. And we'll talk about the corporate media's Antifa mask when we come back. Stay with us.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, you need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war. And even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. Clown World, InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's already being printed. Your new ultra-limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. And on the back, like a concert t-shirt, Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. We're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. And that's it, and it funds the operation. It's a Clown World, and we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus that is Democratic debate for this exclusive limited time Clown Brown World Shirt. $19.95, really soft, nice, high-quality fabric. Whole nine yards for everybody. No reviews yet. And, yes, we're running store-wide free shipping. 50% off of the supplements and double Patriot points. And that's how we fund this operation. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, everybody else, we will prevail. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us today. These sales are big.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I guess, you know, we're looking at Nike, having second thoughts about putting out the 1776 Betsy Ross flag on the back of a sneaker. They had to withdraw that sneaker. They made up the sneakers, they shipped them out to retailers, and because Colin Kaepernick said so, that icon of the Antifa movement, quite frankly, they had to pull them all back. And they didn't even have the courage to say that they hated America. If you hate America, just say so, Nike. Let me tell you something. You know, you want a picture of the future? Let's just paraphrase Orwell. This is a picture of the Antifa future. Just picture Colin Kaepernick stomping on your face with a Nike sneaker forever. How about that? You know, that's the picture of the future that Antifa wants. And let's take a look now at how the media reacted to this. We have Tucker Carlson again with Andy No. Talking about the attack, and you can still see that Andy No is dazed from this. He had a brain injury from this. And this is a very powerful video. I just wanted to play this for you so that you could hear in his own words what this cowardly mob did to him simply because he was a journalist. They hate free speech. They hate the free press that much. And as I point out yesterday, Andy No had been on with Tucker Carlson once before and had talked about what was wrong in Portland. This is not the first time he's been attacked by these people. And he said, because they have purged all other speech out of the area, then basically it's just an echo chamber of what they have to say with each other, and it intensifies at that point. So that's one of the reasons why it's important to have free speech. It's a fundamental human right. But if you purge all other viewpoints, all other contrarian viewpoints out, and only allow the politically correct, in other words, what the political masters want said, then it becomes a very, very dangerous scenario. It becomes like Nazi Germany, quite frankly. It becomes like Portland, Oregon. It becomes very fascist, authoritarian, whatever you want to call it. Labels don't mean anything. The Antifa people, as I said before, are really anti-First Amendment. They're not anti-fascist. They are fascist. There's actually a Babylon Bee story that Antifa members attack and break mirrors thinking that they're coming after fascists. Well, that's exactly right. They see themselves in the mirror if they could see what they really are. The rest of America sees what they are. But here's the, let's play video clip number two. This is Andy No on with Tucker Carlson recounting the attack from his perspective.
On Saturday, documenting this protest that was organized by Antifa and its allies, we were a literal stone's throw away from Portland's most important institutions of the rule of law, the courthouses, the sheriff's office, the central police precinct, while hearing people chant, "No hate, no fear," I'm suddenly bashed on the back of my head. From behind, and from there, I'm a very passive person. I've never been in a fight. It took me a few seconds to realize that I was actually even hitting my head. When I realized what was happening, it was too late. A mob of people, all dressed in black and wearing masks, started beating me with their fists, and some of them used objects to hit me. I don't know how many people were involved. It seemed like 5, 10, 15, or 20. It could have been that many. They beat me so much that I lost control of my GoPro camera that I was holding, which was then stolen from me. And when I thought it was over, I was wrong. I put my arms up to try to shield my face as well as to signal to them that I was surrendering and that I wasn't there to fight. But that really signaled to them to be more aggressive. So then they started dumping what I believe were milkshakes and eggs, throwing it at my face, which blinded me so I couldn't see. And I was kicked some more, punched some more. And all this time I kept thinking, where are the police? I could still see the Multnomah County Justice Center in front of me, but no police ever arrived. I eventually stumbled away, bleeding, across the park, and I lost my balance, so I sat down on the ground in front of the courthouse. And from there, a medic SWAT team informed me that in order to get an ambulance to be taken to a hospital, I would have to walk to the police precinct. In other words, walk back in the direction of the demonstrators who just attacked me. Later that night, after arriving in the emergency room, I had a CT scan, which confirmed that I was diagnosed with a brain hemorrhage.
From which you're suffering neurological damage. Just to remind our viewers, this is the group that CNN's primetime anchors have defended and promoted.
Yeah, we're going to remind you of that. But did you hear what he had to say? He was, the police station was right there in sight. And even after that vicious attack, and he's bleeding, and you saw the pictures of him sitting there, and the police officer, the SWAT team medic comes over to him and says, well, you're going to have to walk over to another location. You're going to have to walk back through the gauntlet to get to that other location. Wouldn't even help. Wouldn't even escort. You got to ask yourself why. Is it because these people are really their surrogates? Quite frankly, I'm suspicious of that. And it also, what he was saying is they were yelling, no hate, no fear. They were bashing him, all right? No hate. And they are hitting him from behind, wearing masks. This is what I've seen these people always do. They'll come up to you in public and they'll start shouting, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, while they chest bump you and push you and shove you. Excuse me, excuse me. And this is what these people are doing to him. No hate, no hate. As they're bashing him from behind. What a bunch of spineless cowards. The only thing worse than Antifa is CNN. And we're going to play for you when we come back what Brian Stelter had to say. As a matter of fact, we've got enough time. Let's play video clip number three. And I want you to hear how Brian Stelter downplays this. And if you can remember, think back to all the attention and the days and days and days that they talked about what happened in Charlottesville and how you could have no equivocation. You can say there's good people on both sides. No, you can't say that. But he just kind of throws that, we don't want this type of thing to happen, I guess, said Brian Stelter. Gave it 40 some odd seconds. Here is Brian Stelter giving, after he's been on for a whole hour. This is a little appendage that they put on there about what happened with their heroes, Antifa.
One more important story that you need to know about before we take a break. This is a protest that turned violent against a member of the media in Portland, Oregon this weekend. Conservative journalist Andy Ngo was out there covering rival protests on Saturday. Antifa on one side, right-wing figures on the other side. But as the demonstrations clashed, Antifa protesters then attacked Ngo. He's been out there in the past. He's been covering protests in Portland for quite some time. His critics say he's there to cause trouble. But that's unacceptable.
So they criticize him.
The idea that he would be attacked, that he would be bloodied in that way, unacceptable, period. And it's important that everyone make that clear, even left-wing critics who don't like him and things like that.
And things like that. Yeah, even left-wing critics who don't like him and things like that, you know, kind of people like us, because he's kind of a troublemaker. Yeah, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Go!
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they face no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support. And we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling live products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's pull the Antifa mask off of these CNN anchors like Brian Stelter that you just heard, Chris Cuomo, many others. You know, as this story that we had up on InfoWars.com from Paul Joseph Watts, a new video shows Antifa crowbar attack. I mentioned this briefly yesterday. I didn't go into the details of it. And, of course, that was up yesterday. Portland Antifa beat an elderly man with a crowbar, hit in the head with a crowbar, then sprayed in the face with mace. And there was a video of that. And then there was also another two men named Adam and John who were at the event. They were also assaulted by Antifa. While John was being pummeled by the mob in the center, Adam was struck in the head with nunchucks, metal water bottles, some sort of metal rod, and fists. John was sprayed with mace and blinded. He was led away as blood dripped down his face. Then he was dragged to a sidewalk. Another observer notes that one of Adam's attackers appears to wield something like a sock and a padlock. And, of course, that's been one of their favorite weapons, to put a padlock in a sock. I guess they take it off their school locker, you know, these kids. Photos later showed Adam at the ER with deep gashes in his head that required 25 stitches. But, of course, Chris Cuomo at CNN recently called Antifa a good cause. Back in April, he said, "You can talk about Antifa," said Chris Cuomo. "I've watched them in the streets protesting in different situations, okay? There are certainly aspects of them that are true to a cause, that is a good cause. They want social justice," said Chris Cuomo on CNN. "And they want whatever they want in that context." He was taken on by some of the other people on CNN. Steve Cortez fired back, "Chris, Antifa is not a good cause. Antifa does not have good aims. Antifa wants power. They want political power. They want it taken through force. That is what Antifa is all about." And so, you know, when you take a look at what these guys, and that's not the only time they've done that, of course. Breitbart points out in an article saying that the CNN chief, Jeff Zucker, is really the one to blame, because it's not just an offhand remark by Chris Cuomo. It's not downplaying this by Brian Stelter. Many, many times that CNN has excused, complimented, or encouraged Antifa's use of violence. And he's got a list of these on this article, Breitbart. Antifa, quote, "fights for a good cause." That's the one you just heard from Chris Cuomo. "Antifa's fight is right," quote unquote. "Antifa's punches are more," quote, "equally morally," are more equal morally, unquote, "than others." Yeah, you know, some, this is full Animal Farm at CNN. "Some violence is more equal than others." It's for a good cause, what they're doing. Antifa is, quote, "on the side of right." No, they're on the side of left. Antifa is right because, quote, "sometimes you can't fight by praising them or being nice to them. You gotta fight with fire." Again, these are all from CNN. All from CNN. That's why Nolte on Breitbart said this goes back ultimately to Jeff Zucker, the head of CNN, for letting this kind of stuff go on at CNN. And I got to ask you, you know, why is it that CNN isn't purged by all the social media Solons? Well, I've got an answer for that coming up to you. But just understand the hypocrisy here. You know, CNN had Brian Stelter, Oliver Darcy dedicating themselves full time to taking InfoWars off. Why? Because they are Antifa. They are Antifa. They endorse Antifa's causes. They endorse Antifa's tactics. And most importantly, they endorse Antifa's anti-First Amendment aspects. They don't want any other narratives other than theirs out there. CNN is a quote-unquote news network that doesn't want free speech, doesn't want a free press. And they go on. Antifa is, quote, "as heroic as the American soldiers who stormed the beaches on D-Day." CNN. CNN said that. "Antifa harassing Ted Cruz and his wife out of a restaurant is," quote, "what Cruz signed up for." And then finally, "any criticism of Antifa is racist." Racist. Because it's a bunch of white, spoiled brat, Marxist social justice warriors. Oh, so it's racist if you criticize them. Oh, but they do wear black masks, so I guess that's it, right? They're identifying as black. Trans racist, I guess. They're kind of like Beto O'Rourke. "No, I'm Hispanic, really." Or Rachel DeLisle. They put on a black mask, I guess now it's racist to criticize them if they hide their face behind a black mask. And as Nolte points out on Breitbart, this is not the first time that Antifa has assaulted the journalist, Andy Ngo. This is also the 15th time that we have video of Antifa assaulting members of the press. No wonder CNN likes them. You know, they're kind of like the brown shirts for CNN censorship, aren't they? And he, as he points out in Breitbart, CNN has stood out more than any other outlet as Antifa's shameless public relations arm. CNN is still serving as a terrorist group's public relations arm by downplaying this weekend's violence against No. And you know, and you just saw that. Take a look at this other article from InfoWars. The man, and this is just an amazing article, 49-year-old Roy Larner, who defended himself and others against the jihadists who killed 8 people, injured 38 others on London Bridge 2 years ago, now is under caution and being treated as a potential terrorist by the UK government. Why? Because he had people who don't like Islam contacting him. He said, I'm not political. I'm not political at all. I defended myself. He didn't even know at the time when he defended himself that these terrorists were shouting, this is for Allah, Islam, 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 while they were murdering other people with knives, running people down with cars. I guess if he had defended himself against them, knowing that they were shouting Allahu Akbar, then that would have been proof right there that he's racist, right? Even though Islam's not a race. But because he was contacted by people, not even because he said anything. I mean, this is taking free speech to guilt by association because somebody contacted you. He said, they treat me like a terrorist, but I'm not political at all. He has been forced to attend de-radicalization classes, and he is being monitored by the police. So if you got the left out there, you got Muslims who are running people down and stabbing them with knives, don't criticize them. Don't criticize them. Because, you know, murder is not a crime, but speech is now in London. If, depending on your political orientation, right? You know, if you are politically correct, you can murder people. You can literally get away with murder. But, you know, you're going to be treated as a terrorist if you even listen to somebody or even contacted by somebody who opposes that. All these people who are defending the milkshakers in the UK, and now, of course, that's been adopted by the Marxists over here as well. As I said before, you know, hurling insults at somebody ought to be fine. I don't have a problem with that. That used to be the way the UK was. They used to have Speaker's Corner that was set up in Hyde Park. Every Sunday, you'd go out there and you could stand on a soapbox and you could say whatever you wanted to, and the police would protect you from the crowd. Wonderful exercise of the principle of free speech. I don't know if that even happens anymore. Last time I was in London, and if I get my way, it will be the last time I'm ever in London, was in 2001. Took the kids there. And things were getting pretty close to getting out of hand at that point in time with Muslims. They didn't want anybody standing up and talking about their Christian beliefs. People would stand up and talk about controversial things, which would be religion and politics. One Christian preacher was there, and he was surrounded by an angry mob of Muslims. And as the police came up there, and they're talking into their radios, and they're starting to accumulate there. I said, let's get out of here with the family. But so now speech is criminalized. But, you know, you can assault somebody by throwing something at him. If it hits them, no problem. You know, that's battery, but that's not a problem. That's the left for you. That's the, you know, it's just all about whether or not it's politically correct assault, battery, and murder.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as we look at how social media has reacted to this, Paul Joseph Austin, a couple of days ago, as these things were happening on Sunday, he looked and this attack happened on Saturday. He wrote the article on Sunday. Facebook and Twitter still hosting content for Antifa group responsible for the Portland violence. I just checked, and I checked on Twitter. And yeah, this group called Rose City Antifa that Watson was talking about with over 18,000 followers, bragging about what had happened on Saturday. In a post, they celebrated the amazing success of Saturday's rally. They admit to having been behind the milkshake attack on journalist Andy Ngo. The group is also using rally.org to raise money for future activities. They also brazenly dox people on their own website. Of course, they're still up on Twitter. I can't check to see if they're still up on Facebook because I've been banned on Facebook. Not the Antifa terrorists. Not these violent Marxist terrorists. I've been banned by Facebook. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. These people are corporate masters. Of course, we should just bow down and worship them because, you know, like, Reason and the Cato Institute libertarians say they won the lottery. right? They have corporate privilege. They are successful corporations, and corporations, they say, can do no wrong. But I would say the real danger that both the left and the conservative libertarians don't understand is when corporations merge with a government. That is true fascism. That is true fascism. And I am really anti-fascist, not these people. They're anti-First Amendment. But of course, you know, they're given a free pass. Nothing should be done about that. We have some people wisely saying that, yes, they should be treated as terrorists. Actually, they should. You know, they're out there plotting acid attacks at a upcoming D.C. free speech rally. You know, because if you're for free speech, nothing is too harsh of a punishment for you. As I said yesterday, if you want a visual representation of what Silicon Valley is doing to the digital public square, look at what Antifa is doing. What those masked thugs did to InfoWars, to Alex Jones in Portland, is exactly what the Twitter, Google, Facebook thugs of the digital public square, they admit it's a digital public square. They got lots of backing from venture capital firms, some of them directly part of the national intelligence agencies. Some of them, it was indirect. You know, they just had some, the head of the NSA, the head of the CIA, sitting on their venture capital firms, and they just happened to funnel money towards these shills that run these big social media companies, that run the world's largest search engine that now specializes in hiding as much as it does in finding information, Google. And if you want to know what these people are, I mean, you've got the people conducting this stuff are hiding behind these big corporations, just like the Antifa people are hiding behind their balaclava masks as they beat people out of the public square. So they're talking about what they want to do at the D.C. free speech rally, because free speech must be opposed everywhere by these people. By Antifa, with physical violence in the real public square, by the Silicon Valley people in the digital public square. They're putting out stuff like this on social media. I just want to toss as many balloons of muriatic acid in the faces of as many proud boys as I can. I just want to blind as many of you blanks as possible. We already have muriatic acid, wax, and balloons. Now, here's what this really means. You know, we've got an upcoming segment where we'll talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her fantasies about uric acid. No, this is muriatic acid. As they point out, it can be purchased in any pool store, any home improvement store. It's already dangerous on its own with the ability to cause minor burns, but it can quickly be washed off with water. But if you combine it with wax, as they're calling for in these posts, it will immediately form a film similar to candle wax on the injured person's skin, and you can't easily wash it off. That could allow the burn to become much more severe. It could even lead to the wax and the acid entering the injured person's bloodstream, even causing cardiac arrest in a worst-case scenario. But hey, you know, it's just a political, it's political speech for these people. If it's the right kind of political speech, if they agree with the politics of these people, they will endorse their violence. And that's why, folks, this really is terrorism. President Trump has said that MS-13 could be treated as a terrorist group. Well, the definition of terror, yeah, I understand. They need to do something about MS-13. I'm not saying give MS-13 a pass by any means. I've talked about that many times. But it's not technically a terrorist group. Terrorism, in the legal definition, is using force or violence or the threat of force or violence to achieve political goals. MS-13 doesn't have political goals. Antifa does. And as the Daily Caller pointed out, in 2001, the left-wing environmental group Earth Liberation Front was designated a domestic terror organization. What did they do? Well, they took credit for setting fire to condominiums in San Diego because they didn't like new construction. And they also torched SUVs at a car dealership in Southern California. They burned down what they called McMansions, in other words, large homes, in other states like Washington. But nobody was hurt in any of those actions. Those were all taken against property. But it was for a political agenda. Antifa, on the other hand, is threatening people and committing acts of violence against people for a political purpose. They are, by the textbook definition, by the legal definition, they are a terrorist group. CNN took a lot of exception to the fact that we said CNN is ISIS. We said that because they were pushing the war in Syria, where John McCain and the military-industrial complex was on the side of ISIS. They were helping ISIS. They were pushing ISIS. They were using ISIS as their surrogates. And, of course, CNN operated as their PR, their public relations firm. Now CNN is operating as the public relations firm for Antifa. CNN is Antifa. They share their same goals. Both of them despise the free speech. They despise free press. And yet, in Silicon Valley, there's a lot of support for these people. As I said, you know, they're not taking their sites down. As a matter of fact, one of these Antifa accounts, according to the owner of the account, said he is actually an employee of Twitter in Seattle. And then, of course, you've also got Google that is involved in all of this. Yeah, these people own it. This is who we are fighting. This is why they banned us. This is why I can't check to see if that one Antifa group is still on Facebook. But I'll bet you they are, because they're still on Twitter. Yeah, Silicon Valley loves this. But if you talk about abortion, if you oppose abortion, for example, or let's say you just talk about vaccines, that'll get you shut down. If you push back against their wars, that'll get you shut down too. Now, I'm still on Twitter. As a matter of fact, you can follow me, Libertarian. You'll have to check because I don't think they promote the stuff anymore. Like I said last week, my wife, one of my biggest fans, they suggested to her to turn off notifications from me and then immediately told her to follow AOC. It's just the algorithm being honest, right? Because the algorithm noticed how much she retweets and follows AOC and agrees with AOC and how much she disagrees with me. Right, that's how this thing is rigged. But you can find me on Twitter, Libertarian. You can also find me on YouTube for the time being, youtube.com/Libertarian. Don't forget to follow. You can also, it's easier for a lot of people to share videos off of YouTube. And, of course, you can also get transcripts and things like that. Helps you to go through and see what I was talking about, locate a particular spot in the video. But we put the full show up as well as clips from the show. YouTube is Libertarian as well as it is at Twitter. And folks, if you want to help us fight back against this systemic oppression, this organized collusion against your free speech is also being taken down. I started to talk about Twitter and I didn't say, you know, what they've done on Twitter is they capped me once I got up to about 121 or something. It's now stays within about 50 people. So all the people that follow me, I get all these notifications, people follow me, they just take them off again. If you want to help us, take a look at the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all the InfoWars Live products, free shipping, double Patriot points.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, and that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims or supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. You know, as we see Antifa rioting in the streets, as we see free speech being shut down by the social media companies, we also saw in the debate that we had last week, we saw all 10 candidates raise their hand in support of giving free medical care to foreign citizens criminally trespassing. It's not enough for the Democrats. I mean, this is spending on steroids. It's not enough to give free everything to every American. No, it's free everything for everybody in the world. Everybody, come to America. Get in line for your handout, folks. It was a strategy put out by a couple of Democrat economists in the mid-2000s to do exactly this. Cloward and Piven, they had in the past said, we need to burn down the American economy with our socialist welfare state. We need to get everybody on welfare so we can collapse the economy, then rebuild our socialist utopia here. Well, it didn't work. Not enough Americans signed up. So in the mid-2000s, Cloward and Piven said, let's open up the borders. Let's put everybody on welfare. We can burn down the American economy and then build our socialist utopia here. Put us in control of everything. And that's exactly what they're doing. Marco Rubio almost kind of sort of has caught on. It's a little bit slow, a little bit slow. Rubio says the debates show that Democrats will nominate a candidate who rewards illegal immigrants. You think, Marco? they guarantee they'll nominate a candidate who will place no limits on immigration. Yeah, well, that's only part of the problem, Marco. And we've got, it's not just those 10 that night, but just for good measure, you know, Julian Castro, Amy Klobuchar, they also pointed out that they want to do the same thing as well. As a matter of fact, let's play the clip from Julian Castro. Health care for illegal immigrants is the right thing to do. No, it isn't. Here's Julian.
Thought about wanting to decriminalize immigrants coming into the United States right now, make it a civil penalty. Again, you're drawing a lot of heat for it's that, also for the plans that all the Democrats said they wanted to give access to health care for undocumented immigrants. President Trump had a tweet while he was overseas, want to show that. All Democrats just raised their hands for giving millions of illegal aliens unlimited health care. How about taking care of American citizens first? That's the end of that race. Followed by the New York Post the next morning, want to show that as well. Who wants to lose this election as all the Democrats raise their hands? Did you give an opening to the Republicans?
Not at all. What I would like every American taxpayer to know is that right now, number one, undocumented immigrants already pay a lot of taxes. Secondly, we already pay for the health care of undocumented immigrants. It's called the emergency room. People show up in the emergency room and they get care as they should. And then third, it is the right thing to do. We're not going to let people living in this country die because they can't see a doctor. That's not who we are as Americans.
The question is...
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. We need to open up the borders, and we need to give free education to everybody in the world. We need to give free health care to everybody in the world. Look, the Democrats have a program. President Trump ran in 2016 on America First, and boy, that set them off. Why did it set them off so much, you think? Well, because the Democrat Party's made it clear they want to put America last. We are the last people. We pay for everything for everybody in the world. We have to fight everybody's wars, and we have to pay for everybody's welfare. You know, the warfare, welfare state is what is destroying America. And we can't do enough of that. We can't defend our own country. We can't take care of our own citizens, but we're going to take care of every other country's citizens. And we're going to fight everybody else's wars. And if they don't have a war, we'll start one for them. Because the military-industrial complex wants that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who have been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, as I said at the top of the hour. The Democrats have a plan. It's called America Last. Now, that's quite frankly the choice that you have. Now, I'm not too happy with what President Trump has actually done in terms of putting America first. I don't think he has. I think he's too preoccupied with foreign wars. And, of course, we had this in the interview with Tucker Carlson that came out yesterday. Tucker Carlson accompanied him to North Korea, to Japan, and so forth. He had an interview with Tucker Carlson, and President Trump said that he would leave very strong intelligence, quote-unquote, in Afghanistan. And he basically sounds just like George W. Bush in this interview with Tucker Carlson. I think what we need to do is we need to add more intelligence to the war in Afghanistan. If we had enough intelligence, we would get the H out of there. President Trump said that he wants the U.S. to just get out, quote unquote, of the 18-year mire of a campaign in Afghanistan. He's now said, however, that he won't do that after all. He'll leave behind a very strong intelligence presence. In this interview with Tucker Carlson last night, he said that he still wanted to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan in line with his previous pledge, but he can't do so since the country is turned into a breeding ground for terrorists in Afghanistan. Now, he says, look, I would like to get out, he tells Tucker Carlson. I'd like to get out. The problem is it just seems to be a lab for terrorists. I call it a Harvard of terrorists. Well, no, we actually have a Harvard for terrorists, that the literal Harvard in America. We have a Berkeley for terrorists. We have a Portland University for terrorists. We have an entire university system here in America that mints terrorists. We have an entire K-12 educational system that mints terrorists, like the ones we saw in Portland. So, yeah, we do have the actual universities for domestic terrorists. Nothing is being done about that. But if you want to talk about Afghanistan, President Trump, being a lab for terrorists, just take a look at Libya. Libya is a lab for terrorists. It's also an arms bazaar for ISIS. You know, that's where all the weapons were being shipped out to ISIS. It's where the CIA would ship the stuff and then send it back out to ISIS. It's kind of an arms depot for the CIA to foment terrorist attacks for regime change. And we created that situation in Libya, just like we created that situation in Afghanistan. And we're not doing anything with our presence there to make it any better. We're not putting America first. You know, when I look at this, you know, we just had Nike say, well, we don't want a sneaker even with the original American flag, the Betsy Ross flag, the circle of stars in the star field there. We don't like that. And I say, you know, that's pretty un-American for the 4th of July. But I say this is pretty un-American. Would Betsy Ross approve of the Afghanistan war? Would George Washington approve of the Afghanistan war? I don't think so. I don't think they would at all, quite frankly. I don't think either one of them would support a permanent war. You know, we've been there nearly 20 years. A couple of years ago, we had people in the Pentagon, the same people who are telling President Trump he can't pull out. Same people were saying, oh, we're going to be there another 20 years. You just watch and see. If this country doesn't collapse from overextending itself as an empire, we will be there another 20 years. We will never be leaving there. It's because, and it doesn't have anything to do with terrorism. It has to do with lithium. It has to do with rare earth materials. It has to do with the strategic location. It doesn't have anything to do with terrorism. America has lost about 2,500 people in that war, about $1 trillion in that war, and we only don't even have half of the country's territory under control, far less than that, quite frankly. And President Trump said some very talented military people are saying, I would rather attack them over there than have them hit us over here and fight them on our own land. Okay, you've heard that before, haven't you? You heard it from George W. Bush in 2007. One principle of which every member of every party should agree on, the U.S. has got to fight the terrorists overseas so we don't have to face them at home again. Well, let me just say this. If either one of you believe this, President Trump or George W. Bush, if either one of you believe that, then you would step up security at the border, wouldn't you? You're not worried about fighting terrorists at home. You won't do anything to stop Antifa. You won't do anything to stop ISIS from coming across the border. You won't do anything to stop pandemics from crossing the border. You won't do anything to stop MS-13 from coming across the border. You won't do anything to stop the Democrats from burning us down with a welfare state that they extend to the entire world. You don't care at all about protecting America. Don't tell me this is America first. If you're really serious about not having to fight terrorists here, you would try to keep them out of the country, but you're not doing that. You're not doing that. You're letting a federal judge tell you that you can't do that. You know, I go back and I think about Terri Schiavo. Remember when she was murdered by one judge, a probate court judge, who sided with her estranged husband when her family said, we will take care of her. Let us take care of her. And you saw the pitiful videos of her interacting with people. You saw the videos of Christians who went there, even trying to get her a drink of water, being arrested and taken away as that judge starved her to death. Now, the governor of Florida at the time was Jeb Bush. The president was George W. Bush. Neither one of them would lift a finger to save Terri Schiavo. We have got federal judges who have put America on the path to euthanization. Just like they did to that one judge did to Terri Schiavo. And we've got not only a president, a Republican president who won't do anything, President Trump, and shut down the edict of that judge. I can never forget or forgive the Bushes for allowing a judge to murder Terri Schiavo. And I cannot forget or forgive President Trump or even Governor Abbott, who I agree with on so many other issues as well. I can't forgive either one of them for doing nothing to protect our border. The governor of Texas, Governor Abbott, has control of the National Guard. In the past, Texas governors have used the Texas Rangers to protect the border. He won't lift a finger. President Trump won't lift a finger. They're bowing down to a judge who is executing America. We're going to let one or two Obama-appointed judges execute America like they did Terri Schiavo? This is what is going to happen. You and I both know this. This is what we voted for the last time. That was what America first meant. Don't tell me you're fighting terrorists abroad when you don't want to protect us here at home. You won't do anything to protect the border. But didn't mean to get off on that subject. I wanted to stay on to the America Last people. I mean, you know, President Trump has done some good things. He says he wants to do it. He says he doesn't know how. Can't summon the will to oppose the judiciary like Andrew Jackson did. Like the founders of this country said, they don't have the authority to enforce their orders, so we just bow down to them now. We bow down to them. The Congress has abdicated its lawmaking authority to the bureaucracy. They write rules. And they say, well, they're rules and they're not laws. Therefore, you have no due process, you have no presumption of innocence, you have no protection against excessive fines or punishments, because they're rules from the bureaucracy. Legislation without representation. And, of course, the bureaucrats also tax us without representation. We don't elect them. Our elected representatives lay down and let them do that to us, just like President Trump is laying down and letting the unelected judiciary run over this country and put it on a death watch. And I'm sick and tired of it. Are the Democrats any better? Of course not. They're even worse. This is the sad situation we're in. This is why I say there is no solution to be found in Washington for America's cancer. And unfortunately, it's metastasized to most of the states as well, even here in Texas. Even with Governor Abbott, we don't have anybody who is strong enough to oppose the political correctness and protect our borders as the governor could do. And most of these other border states are Democrat. When we come back, we're going to talk about what could really be a winning issue for the Republicans if they would stop this promise of free health care for the world. Come on, we got 35,000 people coming from Africa now in the next wave. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d-democratic structure that because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy. economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even if it is what you just saw.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight till the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So, round and around we go. Where the world's headed, nobody knows.
Welcome back. We have a candidate who says he wants to put America first. And we have a political party, the Democrats, who want to put America last. Who are you going to vote for? I mean, even if President Trump doesn't follow through with any of his promises about America first, still, when you look at these Democrats, as the New York Post put that picture of them, how many of you want free health care for any foreign citizen who comes here illegally? And they all raise their hands. All 10 of them raise their hands. And the New York Post put that picture up. Who wants to win an election? Raise your hand. Lose an election? Raise your hand. And they all put that picture up. But then it's not just those 10, of course. It's all of them. You know, Julian Castro, I played that for you. He's number 11, doubling down on it. Paying health care for anybody in the world who comes here is the right thing to do. You just come on in. Come on in. We'll support you. Free education, free health care, free housing. You can vote for free. You know, we just pass all these different laws that we've got for everybody else. It doesn't apply to you. You get preferential treatment. We will treat you better than we treat American citizens. When it comes to education, you can get in-state tuition at any state that you choose to go to. Not so for American citizens. And I would say that even for the Democrats, if President Trump were to hammer them on this idea, because this really will burn the country down very, very quickly, and that's the intention. Going back to Cloward and Piven, as I point out, the two Democrat economists, that's their intention to burn down this country. If he were to come out and say, he doesn't even have to oppose the welfare state. The welfare state for Americans is not the right thing to do. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. It's immoral for the government to run a welfare state. And it's not pragmatic. It will ultimately burn this country down. But they just want to do it at a faster rate. That's why they want to apply this to foreign citizens coming here. But President Trump doesn't even have to oppose the welfare state at this point. They can say, we're going to make sure that the welfare state is in place and a safety net for Americans, Americans first. And he's got to do it pretty quickly because the Democrats are going to make sure these foreign citizens are voting. And even if they don't vote, if they're counted in the census in the sanctuary states, the political power of the sanctuary states will go up because these foreign citizens criminally trespassing will be counted in the census. And that means that they will get more seats in the Congress. They will get more seats in the Electoral College. But I played for, you know, we saw the 10 of them raise their hands. We want to give all foreign citizens medical care. Julian Castro, number 11. Number 12, Amy Klobuchar. Let's play the clip. She wants to cover everybody as well. Here's Amy Klobuchar.
I want to ask you about the debates this week. One question to many of your colleagues and competitors was whether their health care plan would cover undocumented immigrants. Would your plan do that?
As part of comprehensive immigration reform, we must move forward on making sure that people have health care. California just did that with Medicaid, and I am supportive of that. But I think on the national basis, as we go forward, get immediate health care for people, yes. But as part of making this actually happen, you need comprehensive immigration reform. And one thing that was missing from the NBC debate, actually, that I hope we can discuss, is that we have humanitarian crisis at the border right now. But we also did not talk about...
Okay, let's hold this right here. Okay, so she's bragging about the fact she did this in California. She's very proud of that. Let me tell you, the people in California are not happy with that. They're not happy with free medical care for illegal aliens, or let's just call them foreign citizens criminally trespassing. They do have a country. All these people coming here, they do have a country that they're citizens of. That country is not doing anything to help them. They could change that country. They could work to change their own lives. But they decide that the best way to change their own lives is to come here and get stuff for free from us. The Rasmussen Reports poll, going back to June 19th. So somebody send this. This is a poll that's a couple of weeks old. This is an interview with Amy Klobuchar just over the weekend. So obviously she didn't pay attention to this poll. This poll asked people in California if illegal immigrants should receive free health care. It was a brief two-question survey. It said, number one, do you favor or oppose making health care benefits available to young, low-income illegal immigrants in your state? Number two, is it offensive to refer to someone who has entered this country illegally as an illegal immigrant? Because that's the other thing the Democrats are saying. It's like, we got to decriminalize crossing the border without any permission. Well, if you got to decriminalize it, then that means that it's a crime, right? That means the people who are committing a crime are coming here illegally. They're illegal aliens. They're not undocumented. Nevertheless, with 1,000 online telephone respondents, 31% of the voters in California favored making health care benefits available to illegal immigrants. And 55% opposed it. 13% were not sure. So they're just talking about doing it because, you know, California, they know that it's going to bankrupt them even faster if they make it available to everybody. So they're just saying, yeah, only for those under 26 who come here. And yet, even that doesn't have any support with the people of California. So when you're going to an election, do you want to be on a side of the issue where the 31% of the people are or where the 55% of the people are? Well, we got a party of Democrats that are kind of like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They can't do math, but they can do virtue signaling. And they are hardcore Marxists who want to take this country down. So they're going to side with the 31%. And that's all 10 of them. As a matter of fact, they want to go farther than the people in California. Remember, in California, they were limiting it to those who are under 26 years old. These Democrats who all raised their hand on Thursday night, and the rest of them, quite frankly, as well. I mean, I've got two of them on record. Elizabeth Warren wants the same thing. All of the Democrats want this. All 20 of them want this. I don't think there's any exceptions to this. But, you know, we've got at least 13 of them have gone on record. Saying, well, Cory Booker, that'd be 14, saying that they want this. They want to go with a proposal that is so radical that only 31% of the people in California support it. It is an America Last proposal. You heard the Democrats say, well, the American people side with us on the issues. Let me give you a couple examples why not even the Democrat Party sides with the radicals who are running for president. The House approved reauthorizing the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment opposes using taxpayer funds to fund abortion. That was going to be the middle ground. All right, we won't prohibit abortion, but we won't make people pay for it who are morally opposed to it, the taxpayers, and all taxpayers. That's not the position of anybody in the Democrat Party. Everybody in the Democrat Party not only wants unrestricted abortion for any reason at any time, up to and, quite frankly, beyond the point of birth. That's what comfort care abortion really is, that Ralph Northam, the governor of Virginia, was talking about. After the baby's born, if it survives the attempts to tear it apart limb by limb, and I'm not exaggerating, that's not... that's exactly what they do. Rip it off. Arms, legs, bits and pieces, the head, anything they can to abort the baby. If it survives that, then you put it over on the side and just let it expire peacefully. That's called comfort care. They support abortion at any time for any reason or no reason at all past the point of birth, and they want you to pay for it. But, of course, the House is majority Democrat. They didn't support that. The House passed a bill allowing concealed carry across state lines. Even the Democrat-controlled House doesn't support the gun confiscation of Eric Swalwell and the rest of the Democrats running for president.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price. And we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting, and we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated, but we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of the platforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Clown World! InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's already being printed. Your new ultra-limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. And on the back, like a concert t-shirt, Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. We're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. And that's it, and it funds the operation. It's a Clown World, and we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus that is Democratic debates with this exclusive limited time Clown World shirt, $19.95. Really soft, nice, high quality fabric. Whole nine yards for everybody. No reviews yet. And yes, we're running store wide free shipping, 50% off of the supplements, and double Patriot points. And that's how we fund this operation. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, and everybody else. We will prevail. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us today. These sales are big.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David
David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I pointed out, we got all 10 Democrats raising their hands for unlimited health care for foreign citizens criminally trespassing the United States. We had more asked about over the weekend. Julian Castro, Amy Klobuchar. Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's the only moral thing to do, to provide health care to the entire world. And they also say that the American people support them on these policies. I'd say that they can't even push taxpayer-funded abortion taking over the Hyde Amendment in the House. They lost there in the House because you had some Democrats who actually want to have a political future voted against that, voted against taxpayer-funded abortion, which all of the Democrats running for president support. And then you have another instance of this on gun control, for example. You just had the House pass the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. Just happened within the last week or two. You know, when they say, oh, everybody supports our position on gun control. No, they don't. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act is one of the NRA's top legislative priorities. Passed 231 to 198, and it's going to go to the Senate. It allows gun owners with concealed carry permits from one state to carry them into other jurisdictions because we've had some horrendous law enforcement abuses of people who traveled, let's say, to New Jersey, and they might have a concealed carry permit that they got in another state. Very law-abiding citizens, you don't get a concealed carry permit unless you are somebody who abides by the law so explicitly that you think that having a gun is a government-granted privilege. I mean, these people are more law-abiding than I am. I think I have a constitutional right to carry a gun anywhere I want to. Now, these people will go through background checks, they'll take training classes and all this other kind of stuff to get the government to give them a pat on the head and a piece of paper. And even with that, you got New Jersey and some of these criminal Democrat jurisdictions hammering these people. So these are positions that the radical Democrats, their most radical people, are now running for president, you know, saying we're going to confiscate all the guns, calling them all military weapons and so forth. Eric Swalwell, and we'll pay you something for it, but if you don't want to surrender it and get paid, we'll just kill you, which is what he's made clear in the past. I got one more quote from the Democrats, because, again, the radical people, there's a lot of radical people at every level, of course, in the Democrat Party, and the DNC chair, Perez, had a back and forth over the weekend. You had Chris Wallace, Fox News, kind of double down and ask him, everybody, even those other interviews, you had George Stephanopoulos, who worked with the Clintons. He's at ABC News, and he's asking Julian Castro, it's like, are you serious? You're seriously proposing that you're going to give free health care to everybody in the world who comes here? Crashing the border? You're going to just immediately give them free health? Oh, it's the right thing to do, said Julian Castro to George Stephanopoulos. And so here on Fox News, you got Chris Wallace talking to the chair of the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, Perez. Let's play video clip number 6.
That stage, all 10 of them said that they would provide health insurance coverage for people in this country illegally, either under Obamacare or Medicare for All, whichever they supported. No talk about preconditions. You got to be working in this country. No talk about you got to be paying in taxes. The basic point was you're in this country legally or illegally. You get health insurance coverage.
You get, and it's an insurance program, so you have to pay into it. And as you know, immigrants, including undocumented immigrants, pay billions of dollars in taxes, and that's the reality. And what Democrats also said, Chris, which is far different from Republicans, is that if you have a pre-existing condition, you should be able to keep your coverage. Democrats believe that health care should be available. Affordable, quality health care should be available to everyone. Yeah. And
let's
thanks
hold that
to.
Right there. Yeah. How do you know if it's a pre-existing condition or what? I mean, you know, you don't even know who these people are when they're coming in here. And of course, I always say, they all pay taxes. Look, we've had several studies showing that foreign citizens criminally trespassing in the United States are on all of the different welfare programs at a much, much higher rate than Americans. They knew that. That's why Cloward and Piven talked about this. They said, we can't get enough Americans to sign up on welfare. Let's bring in people from other countries. And they're not sending us their best people, as President Trump said. Now you got Kamala Harris wants to do something to bring in even more immigrants. Do it legally. She wants green cards, a rush of green cards, hundreds of thousands of green cards for people coming here from India, Indian college graduates. And she is a sponsor, key sponsor of a bill that would outsource jobs to graduates from India. If her law is adopted, writes Breitbart, the rush of Central American migrants at the southern border will be overshadowed by a huge rush of Indian college graduates walking into professional jobs throughout the United States. As one person who reported on this, a Center for Immigration Studies said, a lot of people believe this is only for IT professionals, but the potential impact goes way beyond IT. It goes to healthcare, accountants, other professional jobs will be at risk. Look, it's not even the professional jobs. We saw Disney firing their staff, replacing them with cheap labor from India, and said, you're not going to get any severance pay unless you train your cheap replacements from India. That was Disney. But then they want to bring in hundreds of thousands of workers from India, college educated, to take technical jobs primarily, but not just in IT, healthcare, accountants, other professional jobs. All these jobs, all these people who are going to college in America, coming out with massive loans, and you saw that most of the college students now, the younger generation, regrets having spent the money on a college degree. And that especially goes up if you majored in basket weaving or something like political science. But the people who got more technical-oriented jobs, like engineering or medicine or something like that, they were not as likely to say that it was too expensive, that it didn't make any financial sense. Now those people are going to be swamped if Kamala Harris gets her way with college graduates from India. And they said she's a lead Democrat sponsor for this bill. It's called Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act to help Indian graduates get roughly 120,000 green cards each year, five times as many green cards as they currently get. This is why I say the Democrat Party, Kamala Harris especially, America last. India is more important. Get jobs for Indians before you get jobs for Americans. And, of course, it's the big tech companies, the big corporations who are demanding this because they want cheaper labor. They don't want to hire Americans. They outsource their factories to foreign countries. They insource the people. They bring in cheaper foreign workers. And, you know, I kind of find it interesting. They don't point this out in this bill, in this article, I think. But Kamala Harris is not African American. She is a Jamaican. Her father is Jamaican, and her mother is Indian. Maybe that's why this is such an important thing for her. Maybe we'll have Rashida Tlaib sponsor a bill to bring in a lot of people from Palestine because she identifies more strongly with Palestine than she does America. She has nothing but good things to say about Palestinians. When she won the Democrat primary, which is essentially winning the seat, she wrapped herself in the Palestinian flag. They chanted, they ululated, you know, they said, Palestine, I got to tell my relatives, all my family back in Palestine. So is this why Kamala Harris is doing this? Because of her Indian ancestry? Wants to bring in 120,000 Indians to take college jobs from American students, including African Americans, because, you know, Americans come last, including African Americans when it comes to Kamala Harris. You get at the back of the bus if you're an African American, according to Kamala Harris. You put the Indians at the front. Black Americans go to the back of the bus. Yeah, that's the reality of all this stuff. She wants to pretend that she's an African American, and she's not. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements, in that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, we need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Let's talk to Marcus in New York. Marcus, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just want to say, your show is a breath of fresh air. I talk to a lot of people here out in New York City, and one thing I can tell you is that almost nobody agrees with these wars. I think that the neocons are trying desperately to get Trump to go to a war because they know that that's the only way that they could defeat him in the eyes of the public, the approaching 2020.
That's it. I mean, if Trump buys into this, it'll be the end of his presidency. It's the only way I think he can be defeated other than assassinating him. It's a time to be praying, my friend.
I agree entirely. And the last thing I just want to say, Alex, is I know they're trying to shut you down, but the reinforcements have arrived, man. I would love to see you on air until you're 80 years old. I would love to see what you're talking about when you're 80. But if they do shut you down, know you've gone into this war. You've won a lot of battles, and there are a lot of people like myself and many others who are going to continue. We're going to keep fighting in the info war, and even if something does happen to you or your show, know for a fact that you've gotten a lot of people fired up for liberty.
Thank you, sir, for calling. Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight, but we need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel AutoShip anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to take a look at the Hong Kong protests, and I want to tell you why they are totally different than what Antifa is doing here in America. As I've said, what you see Antifa doing, attacking journalists who are standing there doing nothing, sucker punching them, attacking them from the back, seriously injuring them, and of course it's not just Andy Ngo. It's been he's been attacked multiple times. There's been at least 15 documented by video attacks by Antifa against journalists. They are politically motivated. They want Marxism. They are authoritarian. They are themselves fascist as well. Fascist in the sense that they don't support any freedom. They are defended by CNN. Why? Because CNN shares the same goals as Antifa. They're anti-First Amendment. They don't want anybody who doesn't share their political views to have a voice. That's why CNN works so hard to get InfoWars purged by social media. That's why social media allows Antifa to continue with its social media accounts, even though they are not merely speaking things that they want to, you know, social media will shut down anybody that say, well, I think your speech offends other people. It's hurtful. It is therefore a microaggression. It can be interpreted as hateful. But if you actually batter people, if you are politically correct, according to social media, if they agree with your politics, they don't care if you physically get violent with people. This is why I've opposed hate crime legislation for the longest period of time. It all goes back to perceived motivations. Perceived motivations are a factor when you're prosecuting somebody, when you're trying to find the guilty party. You want to know who's got motivation to do this. Did they take out an insurance policy? Did he take out an insurance policy on his wife before she died, before she was murdered? That might indicate that there is some motivation there. But taking out the insurance policy is not a crime, right? These motivations are not a crime. They are subjectively determined. They might reinforce circumstantial evidence, and along with circumstantial evidence of something that actually happened, that's how you convict somebody. That's how you solve a crime and convict somebody. But to elevate, not only is it an abomination, in my opinion, to bring hate crime in, because now you are subjectively judging other people's motivations. It's hard enough to have fair trials and justice when you're looking at actual physical actions, actual battery, actual robbery, actual murder. But when you start bringing in these subjectively determined motivations, then it is much worse. And now we've gotten to the point where the motivations, the perceived or the imputed hate is more important than any actual acts. And you can see this in what's going on with Antifa. You can see it in the way that CNN is conducting itself. If you speak out against something, oh, then you are bullying people. And they treat that more seriously at CNN and at social media than if you actually bashed somebody in the back of the head without them seeing you. It's treated more seriously. And so as you understand, again, I can't say it enough. This picture of what's being done to Andy Ngo, what's been done to other journalists, is an actual picture of the kind of public square, both literal public square and the digital public square that CNN, that Twitter, that Facebook, that Google want to enforce upon you. It is a form of control. And as Andy Ngo had said in previous interviews, these people create a public square where only their voice is heard. It becomes an echo chamber to reinforce their hatred, and it is taken the place of religion. So not only do they not hear any other voices, they don't have any moderating morality that would tell them that it's wrong to hit somebody in the back of the head with a crowbar. They don't have any moral guidance, and the laws don't apply to them. They're above the law because the corporate media, the corporate social media that runs the digital public square, and the police, as you saw there, the government, all side with them and defend them. This is why, folks, we need your help. This is why we are running the Save InfoWars Emergency Special at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off of all the InfoWars Life products. These are vitamins, minerals, other supplements, toothpaste, you name it. All the InfoWars Life products, all the things that can improve your health and your family's health, all of those are 50% off and free shipping and double Patriot points. So you get twice as much discounts in the future based on what you actually spend. All that right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and on YouTube. The Twitter channel is Libertarian, the same at YouTube. Don't forget to follow and subscribe at both of those locations. And don't forget to support us. You are our only sponsors, and we really do need your help at this time. Infowarsstore.com, 50% off all products, free shipping, double Patriot points. Let's take a quick look at Hong Kong, because, as I said, this is completely different than what these fascist cowards in Portland are doing to people, hitting them in the back, hitting people who are no threat to them, hitting people who are merely journalists. What the people in Hong Kong are doing, and this is on the anniversary of Hong Kong being handed over to communist China by the British after the end of that 99-year lease. It's the 22nd anniversary of the former British colony being handed back to communist China. And they're very upset about the fact that their current government had said that they will hand over anybody that the communist Chinese government puts out an extradition order for. So on the day that their colony and their freedoms were handed over to the communist Chinese, they're protesting this extradition law where China will demand that people who are standing up to the demands being put on them by the communist Chinese government, demands like teach their kids to worship Mao and Xi, the communist leaders, indoctrinate them about communism. These people are standing up to this. Take a look at some of these pictures as you see there. You see people walking through the streets. They've actually shut down the financial district there. You saw that other picture that was just up there. They went into, they crashed the government building, went into the chamber there where the legislature meets, and they put up a flag of the former British colony, Hong Kong, in there. Of course, they're carrying umbrellas. That is also symbolic of previous freedom protests that they have been doing. They had umbrellas because they had tear gas and other things that were sprayed on them by the police. And then look at this picture right here. It's captioned, "This is pretty terrifying." This is a room full of helmeted, armored riot police. And they're standing behind a metal garage door kind of thing there. And on the outside, you've got the massive crowd beating on that door, trying to get at these armored riot police. This is the difference between what's happening with Antifa and these, people are facing tyranny right in the face, getting in the face of these riot police, defending the tyranny of extraditing people on demand to the Chinese communist government. They said, "You're not going to do that here." They're getting in the face of these people. They're not hitting them from the back. They're confronting them, and they're confronting them for their freedom, not like Antifa. Antifa hits people from behind to take away their freedom. Look at that street crowd there. I mean, these people take freedom seriously. If we took freedom 10% the value here in America, you were just a couple of days away from 4th of July, and everybody's going to roast their hot dogs and shoot their fireworks and everything. Nobody in America cares about freedom. We have become so complacent, we don't care about it anymore. The people in Hong Kong have lived for decades in one of the freest areas in the world. Milton Friedman talked about it, free to choose. He talked about how lightly they were governed by the British, how they had a laissez-faire economy, and they are right across a tiny border from one of the most authoritarian and repressive regimes in the world, the Chinese communist regime. They value freedom. We don't understand how close we are. You know, they can see the Chinese communists over there. And I'm telling you, I can see the systems of oppression that the Chinese communists have, their biometric surveillance of all the people in public squares, their social credit systems. All of these tactics are being put in place by the same social media companies that our government is using. Yeah, they've got them masked. You know, we're supposed to believe that it's just Zuckerberg out there. No. These people are working by and for the government to impose this censorship, to impose these controls, to impose surveillance on you, the American people. You don't see it. It's even closer to you. It's right amongst you. It's in your rooms. It's on your phone. It's in your car. It's everywhere about you, and you don't see it. At least the people in Hong Kong see it, and they fight back against it. We're just going into this with our blindfolds on, and we're going to celebrate our quote-unquote freedom in 2 days.
InfoWars and free speech. and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault, so we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down. Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran America. Economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shape people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, yesterday I had as the title, and I never got to it, what I'm going to cover right now, because it flows out of what I was just saying about what's going on in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, they can look right across the barrier at the Chinese communists who want to monitor, control, and crush every freedom that the people have. And as I said, here in America, it is all around us, yet we don't see it. And we don't value freedom enough to do anything about it. We're just going to congratulate ourselves, wave our American flags, fly planes and drive tanks in Washington, D.C. on the 4th of July and tell ourselves how great we are and how free we are. And that's total bunk. We've got the NSA, again, caught collecting data of Americans again. Remember when they said that they were going to stop doing that? Remember when they said they'd shut that program down? Remember when I said that was total BS? That I don't believe it for a second, and neither should you. And, of course, I don't think too many people did, if you really care about this issue. And now they have just fessed up that immediately they continued doing the same thing they always have. The NSA collected information, including who phone users were calling and for how long after a telecommunications firm began sending the information to the NSA, despite the fact that it had received no orders that would have authorized them to do so. They didn't have a FISA court order. They just continued to do it. As I've said before, I mean, I've heard Rush Limbaugh. This FISA thing, you know, this was set up to fight terrorism. No, it wasn't. FISA was set up to fight the NSA and the CIA spying on Americans in the 1960s. By the 1970s, you had the Church Committee hearings, you had the Pike Committee hearings in the House, and they were the ones who crafted the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. They said, you're not going to be allowed to spy on people in America, either Americans or foreign citizens in America, without a search warrant. And you're not going to be allowed to spy on Americans in foreign countries without a search warrant. Now, you can spy on foreigners in foreign countries without a search warrant, but that's all you can do. Anything else, get a warrant. And for spying on foreigners in foreign countries, they had to go to the FISA court to get a warrant. So they turned that around. They used that as a blank check to spy on, as Rand Paul said, Mr. and Mrs. America. But of course, the conservative commentators didn't care about that. They didn't talk about that until it happened to President Trump. President Trump really isn't doing anything about it, even though it happened to him. That's one of the most amazing things. But take a look at this, okay? This is, again, Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, right? And it is large telecommunication firms, reports the New American, large telecommunication firms like AT&T and Verizon working with the NSA. They've actually got a program for this. Listen to the name of this program. Blarney. Blarney. If you believe that these people are ever going to stop spying on the American people, if you believe the NSA and the CIA are ever going to stop spying on Americans, there's a project for that. The NSA calls that Blarney. They got a lot of Blarney to sell you. They say, oh yeah, we're stopping all of that stuff. Blarney. It just doesn't get any better than this. I know, just like those slides that they put out, you know, mocking the fact that they are Big Brother. NSA laughing about the fact that they're Big Brother, laughing about the fact that you're so stupid you don't see it. Who would have thought in 1984, and they show the 1984 Apple commercial for the Mac, next slide, that this would become Big Brother, and it shows Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone. Third slide, massive number of people at the Apple store, and that the idiots would pay for it. Ha, 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 says the NSA. You are the suckers who will pay for Big Brother. You either don't know or you don't care what's going on. And they said that the Project Blarney leverages, quote, commercial partnerships, quote unquote, to gain intelligence. Commercial partnerships. It's a public-private partnership to monitor you, to shut down your free speech. We'll be right back.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model. And the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment. And it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I would say it's deja vu all over again, but actually, it's deja vu number two. And stories broke at the end of last week. The NSA has been caught improperly collecting Americans' phone data yet again, just months after a similar incident forced them to supposedly purge hundreds of millions of records captured without FISA authorization. And they said, we got a larger than expected, quote unquote, volume of calls and text records under the metadata collection program known as Section 215. And of course, they will tell you, Michael Hayden has said many times, oh, Section 215? No, there's no problem with that. That's just your metadata. We're not listening to your conversations. We're not reading your emails. Are your text messages? No, we're just looking at your metadata. And I have told you that the metadata collection, geospatial intelligence, mapping your activities, your activity-based intelligence, mapping that, looking to see where you're going, who you're talking to, what your political beliefs are, what your religious beliefs are, creating a complete profile of you, that can be done algorithmically with metadata, in a way that they can't do, listening to your phone conversations and reading your text messages right now. The metadata is far more important. There's that slide right there, JCR Licklider, DARPA, creating the Intergalactic Computer Network. It was designed from the very beginning as a psychological tool to control the public's mind. to control the narrative, to control what you see, control what you hear. The psychological experiments of the Milgram, of Ash, talking about peer pressure, talking about the Milgram experiments, talking about the pressure of authoritative sources. Oh, well, the people who know, the people from the government, et cetera, whatever it is, your teacher, anybody, somebody in authority tells you to do something, even though you know it's morally wrong, you do it. That's the Milgram experiment. The Ash experiment. You get in a crowd of people. They show you something very simple, like three lines. You got to pick which one is longer than the other. You know what the answer is. It's obvious. And yet everybody else in the room gives the wrong answer. And after one or two of those, 75% of the people would go along with the crowd. That's why they're controlling speech on social media. Because they'll get you to go along with what you know is wrong, what you know is intellectually wrong, you know, 2 + 2 = 5, or what you know is morally wrong. They can pressure you with the crowd, with authoritative sources to go along with what is wrong. And this metadata collection, that is all about that. They said call detail records were illegally collected. Imagine that. ACLU said these documents further confirm that this surveillance program is beyond redemption and a privacy and civil liberties disaster. There is no justification for leaving this surveillance power in the NSA's hands. And, of course, people have been trying to get it out of their hands ever since they were created. When they were asked about spying on the American public in the early 1970s, the NSA went before the House committee hearing, Pike, and they asked him, can we see the charter for the NSA? They were created by executive order. They didn't even have a charter like the CIA did. And the head of the NSA said, no, you can't. I'm not going to show it to you. I don't answer to you. I only answer to the president. Whoa. For years and years and years, the NSA, I actually worked at one of the places I worked with. I worked with a former NSA employee, and he used to laugh about it. He said, yeah, we don't really admit that it even exists. The joke is that NSA stands for no such agency. But now we all know that they exist, and we all know that they can't be controlled. We all know that they're not even trying to control them, and we all know that they're working in conjunction with corporations. As I pointed out, when they found this information, it's all part of a Project Blarney. That's really what they're telling you when they're telling you that they're controlling it or shutting it down or restricting it in any way, shape, or form. And what they're doing is they're working in quote-unquote commercial partnerships. That's the definition of Project Blarney from the NSA. It is commercial partnerships with telecommunication firms like AT&T and Verizon. This is why, folks, they had to pass CISA. They tried CISPA many times. They had SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, CISPA. Finally, they got CISA through. They took the P out, but they left the protection in. The protection is not for you. The protection is for the corporations, who you will not be allowed to sue for spying on you on behalf of the government. And I'm telling you, these people are censoring you on behalf of the government as well. And you can see that in these hearings. You've had situations where they brought the executives of the social media companies, of the internet giants in, and said, why is this InfoWars story trending on your platform? What are you going to do about that? When are you going to take these people down? Can we talk about this behind closed doors, Congressman? The censorship is coming from the government. These people at Facebook and Twitter and Google are just like these Antifa people wearing a mask so you don't know who they are. And yet, when you look at all this and you look at how these FISA abuses have been turned against President Trump, I said, my greatest hope of what could come out of all of this is that as this thing turns around, not just that you got a couple of bad actors going to jail, but that you address the systemic problems at the FBI, at the CIA, at the NSA, at the FISA court, that you actually do something about that. And, you know, the sad thing about it is nobody in the Trump administration that was targeted by these tactics is talking about reforming that. The irony is that Justin Amash, who I disagree with him completely on his take on this, his reasons for wanting to impeach Trump, he's adamantly opposed to President Trump, but he's also opposed to FISA. And the amazing thing is that Justin Amash, who's come out openly opposing President Trump, and I don't think his reasons are justified, but he is the only one who's talking about getting rid of warrantless FISA surveillance. Nobody in the Trump administration. President Trump is not talking about this. Only the guy who thinks that Trump should be impeached. This is, Washington is so crazy. He put in an amendment to restrain domestic surveillance of FISA. He proposed this, and it failed by a vote of 175 to 252. And the no votes were split evenly between Democrats and Republicans. The amendment would have forbidden the use of any funds to submit a surveillance request under Section 702's guidelines unless the requesting organization, the NSA, certifies that the surveillance is not, quote, to acquire communications of a particular known person reasonably believed to be in the United States. That's what the FISA law says. So what they're doing is they're trying to underscore this and say, do what the original FISA law said. And they won't do that. They don't support the original FISA law. So the person has to, when the NSA wants to spy on somebody, they have to say that the person is not reasonably believed to be in the United States, and that there's not going to be any acquisition or communication known to be entirely domestic, that it will be about foreign targets. That's the whole purpose of the FISA Act. And yet you had the majority of people, Republican and Democrat, saying no. And as one person, actually it's Justin Amash himself, said, we can see what's wrong with Washington right here. We have Republicans for months saying we're worried about FISA abuse. FISA is out of control. Democrats say we want to hold the president in check. Executive power is out of control. And yet we have an amendment to hold the president in check to control the abuse of FISA, and both Republicans and Democrats vote against it. Only Jim Jordan of the people that I notice here showed up to be consistent about this. You know, he's talked about FISA abuse all this time, and he voted to do something about it. The rest of these Republicans talk about it, but they don't do anything about it. It's kind of like the border, isn't it? And let me tell you, when we come back, we've got to go to a break. I'm going to tell you, when we talk about these corporations, whether it's AT&T or Verizon, and now they're moving to, it's not just the telecommunications companies, it's the social media companies. Buried in this proposal for Facebook's cryptocurrency, Libra, is a bombshell revelation. They are planning on this being a global digital ID number. That's right. Facebook is looking to create a global ID number used to control you. Mark of the Beast. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been able to stand still. The enemy's been winning, and I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us, and the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Clown World, InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's already being printed. Your new ultra limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. And on the back, like a concert t-shirt, Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. We're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. And that's it, and it funds the operation. It's a Clown World, and we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus that is Democratic debates. This exclusive limited time Clown World shirt, $19.95, really soft, nice, high quality fabric, whole nine yards for everybody, no reviews yet, and yes, we're running store wide free shipping, 50% off of the supplements and double Patriot points, and that's how we fund this operation. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, and everybody else, we will prevail. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us today. These sales are big.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plans.
Welcome back. There's a piece on Wired Magazine talking about the true ambitions of Facebook, of Libra. And I thought it was pretty cleverly written, even if I don't agree with the political viewpoints of Wired Magazine. Let me just read this to you. So imagine there's this place. You hang out there all the time. Your friends and family are there. You've got neighbors, both big and small. There's businesses there. You get your mail there in the form of digital messages. It's not perfect. Sometimes there's crime, or there's that one neighbor who keeps pushing conspiracy theories about vaccines or politics. See, this is where we part ways here. they don't want to hear that. But she does point out, you feel like the security teams are getting a little better at handling those kinds of disruptions. And after all, every place has got its potholes, right? So she doesn't want to hear anybody that has a different political view. Or anybody who wants to talk about informed choice or, you know, the science or the medicine behind vaccines or not vaccines. No. Get those people out of here. Just call the security guards and get them out of here, please. She says, but lately it seems like if people step too far out of line, they just sort of disappear. Ah, there's a little bit of a hint there that this writer, Molly Wood, at Wired Magazine, has a little bit of a problem with the fact that you just get disappeared if somebody disagrees with what you have to say. But she goes on. She says, as the place has gotten bigger, it's matured. Now you can move yourself into more of a gated community to avoid the bad neighborhoods, the undesired encounters. And that's nice because every day it seems like there's a new infrastructure project designed to get more people into the place. You know, the leadership of the place isn't perfect and it's not like you trust everything that they're doing, but you're comfortable here in Facebook land. And so you say, and stay, and you have to admit that the shopping has gotten a lot better, and now there's so many stores and places to visit, it's almost like you never have to go anywhere else. And the best part is that the place finally got its own money. Talk about a milestone. It's like your little digital home is finally turning into its own country. So maybe it's time we start asking, what is the functional difference between a company and a country? Well, I'll give you one of the functional differences. You know, you've got some countries like New Zealand that only have 4, 5, 6 million people. Facebook country land has got 2 billion people worldwide. It's probably got more money than all of New Zealand, many other countries. More people, more money, more political power, more effective power in that digital public square to shape minds, to control elections, to manipulate people, and now they want their own currency. Now, I talked about this at length. I told you where this was headed. I told you it was going to be a massive surveillance project. I told you that it was going to be trying to set up another, it's another spin on the currency. See, we've had, for the last 150 years, we've had one financial game after the other, but especially early 20th century on, the central bankers and their fiat currencies have been a scam, and we all know that. And as people begin to catch on to the scam, whether they say, well, you know, you say that you're backed by gold with the American dollar, but you're not. Okay, well, we'll have it backed by Saudi Arabia. We'll call it a petrodollar. We'll denominate all the world's transactions in oil with that. And the Saudis will buy our worthless T-bills. That'll make them worth something. You know, we can just print as many of them as we want, but, you know, they'll buy them up. And then we will sell them arms and give them political and military power. So, yeah, it's all going to work out. Win-win, everybody, right? And then as people start to catch on to that game and say, you know, we're tired of American interference in other countries. We're tired of the ability of the American military industrial complex to project power because they don't ever have to abide by a budget. And so you've got China, you've got Russia, other countries starting to try to find ways around using the American dollar as a global currency. You've got people coming up with Bitcoin, other cryptocurrencies to say, we're tired of fiat currencies in general. We want to have something that is not easily counterfeited and multiplied, something that's going to preserve its value in some way, maybe even go up in value if we limit the number of coins that are going to be created eventually. And so there's a lot of talk about trying to get out of the control system. A key part of cryptocurrency was to try to get out of this control system that the banks put together with the government. It's a public-private partnership, just like I was talking about listening to your conversations. Not listening to conversations, but collecting your metadata. That is a public-private partnership. You know, you have these companies, AT&T and Verizon, partnering with the NSA to track and to control and to monitor everybody. To anticipate what you're going to do politically, to manipulate what you're going to do politically, to be able to broadcast propaganda to you, and then to get the feedback to see if it's really effective. Are you buying this? Are these people really believing this garbage? Yeah, they believe that, but they don't believe that, so make it more like this other thing over here. They got a closed loop on their propaganda now, not just a broadcast medium. And so you've got the kind of control structures that we've seen in broadcast media in the past, the kind of control structures that we've seen with banks in the past, now that's all being brought together with the social media companies, and Facebook is probably the worst of all of them. Coming out with their own currency, what could be wrong with that? Well, you got a lot of people who are affiliated with the central banks and fiat currency who do have a big problem with that. I was laughing about the fact that Maxine Waters, a few people say, hey, wait a minute. They're setting themselves off like a bank. She understands that because her husband is a banker, right? So there is actually something that is more sinister, more dangerous about this. Inside the white paper where Facebook talks about its new cryptocurrency, Libra, they validate what I knew was coming all along. Facebook's Libra white paper includes a brief but potentially seismic nod to digital identity standards, writes Coindesk.com. With 2 billion users worldwide, Facebook may be able to succeed where others have failed in creating a globally accepted digital ID. Do you have a problem with that? I have a big problem with that. I have a big problem with any ID. I don't support E-Verify, where I have to get the permission of the federal government to get a job. You know, they create a crisis, an emergency at the border, leaving it wide open, refusing to enforce it, either with police or with military. They don't do anything to protect the border. Then once we get everybody in, they say, well, all of you Republicans, you want to make sure that you got jobs? Well, you sign on to this E-Verify system, and we'll make sure that everybody has to get permission from Washington. Or they offer free health care to everybody. And as Ron Paul has pointed out, this medical ID system, is a way of controlling and tracking you. They want to give driver's licenses to the illegal aliens. They don't have to follow real ID. We generate an ID for them so they can start tracking them. And now here's Facebook wanting to create a globally accepted digital ID. This is what they said. An additional goal, this is from their paper, an additional goal of the association is to develop and promote an open identity standard. We believe that digital identity is a prerequisite to financial inclusion and competition. Yeah, you want to buy, sell, or trade? Oh, well, that's called a financial inclusion and competition. You're going to have to get that Mark of the Beast from Mark of the Beast Zuckerberg, the guy who envisions himself as Caesar Augustus, wants to be emperor of the world. We'll be right back.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old school American 1776 style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Briefly, folks, please do not forget, this is the Maximum Alert. We wouldn't be here without you. I thank you for your support and your help. We're going to be steadfast in this fight. We need financial support, and we're going to put up more prominent donate buttons at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to just give us straight donations, there's a P.O. box. If you want to mail us a check, we will put it into the fight against these globalists. We need money to fight back and to let them know we're taking action and to defend ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com is the main page. We have a huge sale going. Save InfoWars, super special, emergency special, 50% off. All InfoWars best-selling life products, all of them, 50% off. That's Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, now back in stock. Rainforce Plus, Turbo Force, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many more. Stock up on the toothpaste, the coffee. Sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off. And I forgot, double Patriot points. Instead of 5% off on future orders, you get 10% off. And again, cancel auto ship anytime for free. We need the funding. Thank you for your support. We're getting a lot of support right now, but we need a lot to go into this dark night. We're not going to back down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Viewers and listeners, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And we're under unprecedented evil attacks, as you've seen. But I wanted to take just a minute out here from the bottom of my heart to tell you how much it means to me that when you saw all those lies against us last week, the worst things you can say about people, that you knew they were liars. You went and looked it up and found out the truth. And so I feel very strong, and I feel God's hand on my shoulder, and I feel your love in my heart. And I want you to know that love is right back at you. And I want to thank you for all you've done with your word of mouth and your prayers and your financial support. Because I'm committed to fight to the end, but I want to win. And without you, I'm going to be destroyed, and it's not going to be fun. But that's not what's important. The enemy could win. We're a key chess piece in this fight. We're being used by God. You're being used by God. This is providence. So I salute you, and I thank you for all you've done from the bottom of my heart.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
I talk about this on the air, and I know it sinks into people, but I've decided that we're going to kind of reboot all our supplements. In that if you go back 5-6 years ago, before all the censorship and attacks and fake lawsuits, the rest of it, I would talk about how great the products are and how they were the best and why they were, and I'd have doctors on and experts to explain why they were so good. And instead, the last few years, I'm like, hey, you need to really support us, or they'll shut us down. The biggest thing people like to buy is supplements because they know how great they are and how wonderful they were. And the left always has headlines everywhere. Jones sells unapproved supplements that he claims are supplements. No, under federal law since 1996, you can't say that a supplement has been through the FDA because they have no jurisdiction and won't look at it. But then they say you've got to say it's not approved by them. And all drugs are is the system trying to tweak what's in Mother Nature and manipulate it and do different things. And a lot of drugs work great. They have side effects, not with Mother Nature. But Big Pharma doesn't want you knowing about God's medicine chest. InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us in this segment is Eric Peters of epautos.com. And we're going to tell you some amazing things about how the government is rolling out systems to control your lives. And of course, Eric does a lot of car reviews, a lot of practical car reviews. He's not necessarily going out there and doing the latest $3 million Ferrari hypercar. He's doing the kind of cars that you or I would drive, but we may not be driving them too much longer because we may not be allowed by the government to do that. And so we're joining now Eric Peters, epautos.com. Of course, you can also find him on Twitter, Libertarian Car G, as in car guy, Libertarian Car G on Twitter. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Oh, you bet, David. And yeah, Car G, not gangster. And by the way, I've been trying to figure out what car is making the sound on your bumper, the introduction for our segment. You know,
that's actually my car. CJ went out and recorded my muffler. It's not a standard exhaust.
I've just been trying to figure out, you know, where it's coming from.
It's not a government approved exhaust system. We've done some little modifications to it after the fact, but
it sounds like a Weber carburetor, but that's just a wild guess.
No, it's a modified Miata. So.
Excellent.
Yeah, I like to drive. Anyway, you've got an article talking about the coming cash for not clunkers.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about that because many people may remember cash for clunkers. Let's talk about that just a little bit and how that worked out for people.
Sure.
The original cash for clunkers.
Well, some may remember when the car industry, along with the rest of the economy, nearly collapsed back around 2008 and 2009. And they came up with this brilliant idea, a way to stimulate demand for new cars. And that way was to destroy a lot of existing cars, to pay people to throw away perfectly good cars in order to nudge them into signing up for a brand new car payment.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the gist of cash for clunkers, so-called.
And I always, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, always felt like there was an ulterior motive there as well, because they wanted to get people to get those newer cars that had the at least an OBD, you know, port to take a look at what you're doing, that they could plug something into it. But that's just me, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that entered into it, but you know, the chief reason, the chief justification, was to take a lot of these serviceable, low-cost vehicles that were still available out of circulation. Modern cars, and when I say modern, I refer generally to anything made since the late 1980s or early 90s. They're incredibly durable. These cars have useful service lives of 20 years and more with any kind of decent care. So you can pick up a car like that for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, and it's perfectly reliable. It's a good way to get to work and save some money. Anyway, cash for clunkers wanted to get people out of those cars and into a 7 or 8 year payment plan on a $35,000 car.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, that was the government program for that. But you're talking about now a cash for not clunkers. In other words, not getting rid of cars that supposedly are not operating too well. Tell us about what you see coming with that.
Well, it's a question of supply and not demand. As we've talked about before, there are a lot of mandates in force now that have put the onus on car companies to build whole fleets, huge, enormous inventories of electric cars. What happens if nobody buys them?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think we're going to see that coming up pretty quickly.
I know that we're going to see it because, you know, economics is going to come into play. The least expensive electric car that you can buy is Nissan's Leaf, and that's a $30,000 car. So it's at least twice as expensive as a current internal combustion-powered economy car. Most people don't want to double their cost of driving. So as long as they have an alternative, most people are not going to buy electric cars. Enter cash for not clunkers. They've got to figure out a way to, again, stimulate demand for these things. And I think that they're going to accomplish this by using some sort of regulatory edict or mandate that's going to make it increasingly difficult or economically difficult for people to hold on to cars that are not electric cars.
Yeah, we've already seen them offer the carrot. And even though they're offering big rebates on buying electric cars, you saw that fewer than 1% of the people were buying electric cars.
Yep.
And so now they're going to roll out, I think, a big stick to go along
sure.
with it. You know, and we've seen this happening all across Europe, just coming out and doing, as you would put it, doing a fatwa from mm-hmm. Uncle.
Yep.
And just basically telling people you're not going to have any cars. We're going to ban certain types of cars. And they've already put time limits. You've already had several German cities say we're just going to ban all internal combustion engines. Some other jurisdictions in Europe have said we're going to first phase out diesel. Then we're going to phase out gasoline. Then we're going to phase out hybrid. We're not
That's
even
right.
going to allow hybrid.
Yeah, because it still has internal combustion in it.
That's right.
In Ireland, they have imposed very draconian carbon taxes on internal combustion powered cars. And the aim of that is a de facto ban. You know, they're not going to actually outlaw the possession or use of a car that isn't electric. They'll just make it unaffordable, make
yeah.
it impossible for you to keep the car.
Well, because the rich people who vote for these types of policies will still be able to afford it, even no matter
sure.
how many taxes you put on it. That's the whole
sure.
thing. But they're going to wind up with a situation like they saw in France, where you got the LFS pushing back against them. You know, one of the things that doesn't make this work, of course, is the fact that it takes so long to charge. I saw an interesting article. I can't remember where I saw it, but they were talking about taking a trip from L.A. to Vegas.
Yeah, I think.
And it was just a little bit further than they could go on
yes.
a single charge. And so they talked about how long it takes, you know,
yeah.
with your electric car where you got to stop for a 2-hour
sure.
charge if you can find a spot.
Yeah, actually, I've been harping on this for some time. Most people, the chief criticism is the limited range. But the real problem, in my opinion, is the lengthy recharge time.
Yes.
Which is a minimum of 30 to 45 minutes if you can hook up to one of these so-called fast chargers, which I think is hilarious given it's fast charge 30 to 45 minutes versus 3 or 4 minutes to fuel up a standard car. Now, you also have to take into account that somebody might be ahead of you at this fast charger, which means
That's
that
right.
your 30 to 45 minute wait has just doubled while he waits to recharge his car. So a trip that you could make in 3 hours in any IC car might take you twice or even three times as long in an electric car.
Yeah, and they had to plan their stop, and
sure.
and they had to get more than a 30-minute charge on this thing to make it past that part. I think it's interesting, you know, we've talked many times about how the government came up with these draconian punishments against Volkswagen because they're going to produce a very durable, very, very high mileage diesel engine, 100 miles per gallon
yep.
and so forth. And so they came after them for an emissions cheating test,
yep.
ignoring, you know, all of these different situations they've had in the past where people have been killed because of product, malfunctions or whatever. They mm-hmm. got hammered in the way that we've never seen anybody get hammered
yep.
for exploding Pintos or for rolling SUVs or for airbags that are exploding in people's faces, still killing them.
Yep.
They hammered them with this. And part of this, Eric, is this Electrify America thing that
yeah.
VW is doing. They're funding for $2 billion. They're going to fund over the next 10 years 30,000 charging
mm-hmm.
Stations across America
yeah, well,
as part of this blackmail.
Funeral. Now, they've been forced to do that. That was part
yeah.
of the
yeah.
The settlement that they were forced to sign in the same manner that Johnny Fontaine's manager was forced to sign the contract that Luca Brasi, some people will remember that reference,
that's
the
right.
Godfather. But that's
yeah,
what
it actually, I think shot a Volkswagen executive in the eye, too, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Put him in prison.
Yeah, I mean, Volkswagen now is prostrate before before the powers
mm-hmm.
and just having to crawl and beg and plead not to be kicked again. So it's having to fund and finance all of these. They're really noxious TV ads and other marketing things to tout the wonders of the electric car, which is going to put most of the car business out of business, interestingly
yeah,
enough.
Exactly. And if they can do that to one of the world's largest car companies, because Volkswagen owns Audi and they own
yep.
So many different others, Porsche, I think Bugatti, they own so many different labels, different brands of cars. If they can do that to Volkswagen, they can certainly hammer you and I and
That's
force
right.
us to do anything that they want.
That's right. It was meant to send a message. To get back to what you mentioned earlier, you know, the cheating on the test is a postulated hypothetical harm as opposed to harms that involved actual blood and gore and dead people. which
that's right, because they don't care about that.
Right.
They don't care about the experiments that are going to be done on our roads, because all this talk about safety and everything that they've been using to control us all this time, they just throw that out the window. We'll be right back with Eric Peters. Stay with us.
InfoWars and free speech and your right to speech has been under unprecedented attack the last year or so. It's Orwellian. It's biblical. It's authoritarian. It's insane. And I keep trying to judge and gauge when is the right time to have to stumble up on deck as the captain of this operation and say, hey, we're sinking. I've begged for your support before, and thanks for keeping us afloat, but this is the real SOS. If you don't buy a bunch of products and spread the word and keep fighting, InfoWars will be shut down, not just crippled. And so we've reached that point. It'll make the enemy happy, but, you know, whatever. We have withstood so many of their attacks. We've gone through so much because of your support. You have been there. But let me tell you, they are pissed they haven't been successful, and they're giving us their full assault. So we need your prayers, your financial support, and your word of mouth now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's your fight. Decide whether or not you want InfoWars to continue, because we could be shut down.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So the InfoWars model is a self-fulfilling, self-supporting structure that is promoting free press and free speech by people getting together and supporting one another and sustaining one another. It is the only independent press of this size and scale, of this public reach. It is the one model that says, here's a way to have a self-supporting, self-sustaining, self-structured, little d democratic structure that, because the audience determines what content goes up, the audience determines what audience is ultimately reached by their choices in supporting InfoWars. And it's all because the audience spends their whatever it is, whether it's $5 or $50 a month on products that they like and that they want that actually compete with the corporate-driven model, and the ability to do that and at the same time support press, support speech, support letting the audience choose what news they want to see and what views they want to hold. And it's the ultimate American democratic expression and experiment, and it is the celebration of free press and free speech with free markets.
Robert Barnes, what has big tech become?
Big tech are big babies that have become big bullies. And the way they did so is because they faced no consequence, social, economic, political, or legal, for their illicit activities over two decades. And because of that, that's why the courts, the judges, the juries, the members of the independent free press that care about this, the ordinary members of the public and the audience that care about this, have to bring real social, political, economic consequence to their course of conduct. Otherwise, they will never change. And they will become the big tech oligarchs, the equivalent to the big trust of the 19th century, who ran American politics and ran American economy almost into the ground until we were able to recover after the Great Depression. The InfoWars audience is the fuel that flames the light of liberty across the world to make real the actions of independent free speech, to make real the original promise of an independent free press. Real collusion is big tech and big media manipulating and working with each other to try to meddle with elections, to try to shake people's thoughts.
And then the whopper of telling us the whole time it's not happening.
It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. What you just saw isn't what you just saw, even it is what you just saw.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds, I need gas, I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable, we're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing, and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing, and that we were right about this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Peters, epautos.com. We're going to get back to Eric in just a second. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the special emergency sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We now have 50% off all InfoWars Live products. That's vitamins, minerals, supplements, even things like toothpaste. We've got a great toothpaste. It doesn't have fluoride. It's got the good iodine. It's got the good halogen iodine. And it also has nano silver. Very effective at fighting both bacteria and virus. So take a look at the specials that we got at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support. And we now have 50% off all InfoWars Life products, free shipping store-wide, and double the Patriot points. That's good for discounts in the future on future purchases. You'll find all that stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find me on YouTube, Libertarian. We have a channel there now, youtube.com/Libertarian. Don't forget to subscribe and share. And you can also find me on Twitter, Libertarian. And you can find Eric on Twitter, Libertarian Car G, as in car guy, Libertarian Car G. Also, his website is epautos.com. You'll find a lot of great commentary from a libertarian perspective, as if freedom mattered, as if your personal mobility mattered. And you'll also have access to a lot of very practical car reviews. He does the kind of cars like you and I would actually drive, and he does a great, honest car review at epautos.com. Eric, let's talk a little bit about an article you got up, Hidden Costs That Cost a Lot. I began the program by talking about how there are massive tax increases on cars and on driving. July 1st, we had 12 states raise the gas tax. We had California is now the most expensive, but Chicago, they're the most expensive state, but Chicago is the most expensive place. They're almost a dollar a gallon, and they just passed a progressive income tax that was supposed to cut taxes. Let's say, you know, they looked at in the article, median family income in Chicago, in Illinois, you'd get a $200 tax cut, but with the gas taxes and the increased fees, various registration fees and things like that, annual taxes like you're talking about in this article, it was $300 a year. So they give you $200 back and make a big production out of that, but then with the other hand, they secretly take away $300.
Right. I think this is even more egregious, though, because what we're talking about, like real estate taxes, these taxes and fees that they add in perpetuity to a vehicle have the effect of denying you ownership.
That's
you
right.
pay for your house, you pay for your car, but you continue to pay for it long after you paid it off, except you're paying to the government now and not to the person that you purchased the thing from.
Exactly. And that's, as we talked about many times, that is the business model of the big corporations as well. That's why the two of them are so comfortable in setting up this new system that they're coming out with, where you're not going to be able to, you'll be banned having a car, or if not, you won't be able to afford it. So you won't even be leasing your car. You'll be renting it by the ride, and they will own everything, and you will be a renter for everything, a renter for your home, for your transportation, everything in your life.
Yeah, as we approach the fourth, I think it's important for people to reflect on what freedom is. And I think very fundamentally, financial freedom, economic freedom, is the very basis, the very essence of being free. If you cannot, if you are forbidden, in effect, from ever freely owning your home or your vehicle, if you're constantly required to pay money to the government in order to be allowed to temporarily and conditionally use it, then you're not the owner of either thing.
Let's just put it this way. If you don't own anything, you are owned.
That's very
slippy
and very apt. If you own things, you have very little need of the government. I mentioned that in my article, and the government doesn't like that. The government wants you beholden to it and to the corporations, which, as you pointed out, have become largely the same thing. They're very fungible. It's almost the same entity at this point.
Oh, yeah. You say in your article here, it's a four-wheeled variant of the Marxist principle of applying perpetual taxes to capital.
That's right.
Talk about the example that you gave with your truck, your 20-year-old truck, where you live.
I got a little letter the other day advising me that I owe yet again for my annual registration, which is $60. May not seem like a lot, but I did a little quick math and realized that over the 15 years that I've owned my truck, which is a almost 20-year-old truck, I've paid nearly $700 just in registration fees. And then on top of that, in Virginia, I don't know whether you have this in your state, but we also have a personal property tax on the vehicle, which is at least $100 a month, which is very low because my truck is old. But nonetheless, I have currently paid about $2,000 in registration and property taxes on an almost 20-year-old truck that has a book value of about $4,000. So in effect, I paid 50% of the value of my truck in just those two taxes alone, and there are many other taxes in addition.
And then you plan on keeping it a few more years.
And so and the longer I keep it, the more disproportionate it becomes. A point will be reached, ultimately, where I'll have paid, in effect, a second time for the truck, except, you know, not to the person I bought the truck from, but to the government. And it literally never ends. The truck might be worth nothing, a parts truck, and I still am going to get hit with the bill for the registration and the property tax on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. And it's something that we should talk about and think about on the 4th of July. You know, are we really, do we really have any freedom? Do we really have any independence, or are we completely controlled? And as we talk about, the control grid is getting more and more effective. Let's talk a little bit about technology. You know, there was an article that I saw. The New York Times was talking about this, about a couple of people who died because they left their car running.
Yeah.
And the carbon monoxide, you know, it's not the CO2 that everybody's so freaked out about. You know, that's not a problem. It's the carbon monoxide, the CO, that's a problem. Anyway, it leaked out of their garage and killed this couple. And they said, yeah, this happens somewhat often. I thought, how in the world could that happen? I mean, is their car that quiet? I mean, that's another argument to change your muffler. But anyway, the when I looked at this, I thought, that's really strange. But as I was reading about the story, they said this particular model also had a automatic stop, which is something I would never want a car that was putting that kind of wear and tear on my engine to stop it at a stoplight when I pause. And so I thought, well, maybe that's how they thought the thing had turned off, and maybe, you know, they got out and then it turned itself back on. Maybe there was a malfunction in the electronics that are so complicated.
No, it's not a malfunction. That's how it's supposed to operate.
You know,
I test drive new cars every week, and almost all the new cars have this feature, automated stop-start. So, for example, when you roll into a parking spot, the engine almost immediately shuts off. And I find myself inadvertently sometimes pushing the button to stop the car, which winds up starting the car again. Because I've
and does it and does it kick back on?
Hmm?
I mean, if you leave the car stopped, does it at some point will automatically kind of kick back on or something?
Sure,
is that what happened to these people?
It, with the ignition on, accessories are powered, so the system can tell when the drain reaches a certain point that the gas engine kicks back on again to power these accessories. So that's what's been happening in these cases where people have been poisoned.
Wow. Wow. So safety tip for all of you out there. If you got a new car that's got this crazy feature on it, I don't know what you do.
It's another one of these top-down technologies that's being shoved down people's throat. Nobody wants this. There's no upside to it from the point of view of the car owner. It increases the cost of the car. It makes the car more aggravating to drive. It means your battery's not going to last as long because it's constantly having to start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. Probably wear and tear on the engine and other components is going to be increased, which is going to cost you money. But the manufacturers are putting this stuff into cars because on a fleet-wide basis, it saves a fractional amount of gas per car, and that helps them with the CAFE fuel economy fatwa.
Exactly. It's just to meet an arbitrary government number, and that's why they do so many things to these cars. You know, when we saw this Boeing 737 MAX problem, a software issue, and speculated that that was what it was from day one. Actually, Trump also said that. He said, these things have gotten too complicated.
Yep.
And we talked about that. You and I talked about it. I talked about it as well. And now we've got Wired Magazine, which is always cheerleading technology. No matter how useless and complicated it is, they always love it because, you know, they're just geeks. They say, what a Boeing 737 MAX has to do with cars? It's the software. And this is coming from a guy whose beat is autonomous cars. I mean, that ought to be a warning signal to everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, the cat is gradually being let out of the bag. And part of the reason for that is that these vehicles are now getting into circulation and people are actually having hands-on direct experience with it, and they're not liking it. They're finding out that the actuality is very different from the hyped PR glitzed glad-handing that they've been reading about and hearing about in the media.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing that everybody is just going on with whatever is trendy. They're not thinking about any of the overreaching issues of this, the true safety or danger of these complex systems. Again, you know, I reported, and I think maybe you and I talked about the law that was just passed in Florida. The governor proudly signed the fact that they were going to allow cars on the road in Florida without any regard to the public safety. They're going to start experimenting on the road. Mm-hmm. They do have a system that is set up to do that, but they're going to let these cars go out on the road. And they're talking about cars that are level five, which means no driver intervention at all. They don't even need to have a driver in the car as a backup.
Isn't that
it's absolutely
amazing?
Crazy. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. That's how much they care about your safety, how much they care about all these regulations and fines and tickets that they've hit you with all these different years. That's all out the door because the government and the corporations want control and money. Thank you for joining us again. Eric Peters, epautos.com. That's
Thank
our program
David.
For today. Thank
Always
you for joining us.
Clown World, Infowars.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's already being printed. Your new ultra limited edition Clown World t-shirt will be shipped out to you. And on the back, like a concert t-shirt, Clown World 2020, Cory Booker and all the rest of the usual suspects. We're going to have live coverage, and there's only 5,000 of these being printed. And that's it, and it funds the operation. It's a Clown World, and we're just living in it. Celebrate the circus that is the Democratic debate for this exclusive limited time Clown World shirt, $19.95, really soft, nice, high quality fabric, whole nine yards for everybody, no reviews yet, and yes, we're running store-wide, free shipping, 50% off of the supplements, and double Patriot points, and that's how we fund this operation. Thanks to you, the amazing audience, and this amazing crew, and everybody else, we will prevail. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Please support us today. These sales are big.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.